might be forced to take a DNA test.
And Tanner, pay attention.
Kim Kardashian might want to go on a nerd date next.
Also, Nick Cannon reveals why he has so many kids, and it has to do with the clock.
Oh, Lord. Welcome to Dish Nation! All right, Gary, what juicy tea you serving us today?
Baby, let me tell you, honey. Now, there is no love, honey, in these Atlanta streets, honey, if good white people like Kim Zolciak, honey, and her man, Croy Bierman, honey, are splitting up after 12 years.
Yeah, Gary, it seems like the former housewife of Atlanta wasted no time filing those divorce papers against her hubby, Croy. According to a source, Kim had been planning a split for a long time, and they believe a large part of the problem was due to their ongoing financial woes. Allegedly, they owe $1 million in taxes.
Wow.
Ooh, and that's not all, y'all. They both continue to live in their Georgia mansion together with their four young kids, and it's the same house that went into foreclosure back in February.
Mm-hmm. It just keeps getting worse and worse. I hate to see it.
I don't know what to believe. Because it's like, remember back in October, she had that, when news first broke out that they was going to foreclosure, she had the IG story. She's like, ain't nobody going to foreclosure. This is our house. We're going to be here for the holidays. We're going to be here for February. We're going to be here for my birthday.
Did it?
Yeah. Then she looked at their wedding picture. She was like, 11 years. Y'all can't top that. Y'all thought it was going to break up. Well, now y'all divorcing. So what do I believe?
She needs to call Big Papa, baby. That's what she needs to do, honey. I'll call Miss Andy Cohen, honey. That's what she needs to do.
Big Papa probably dead by now.
You think
so? He was that. Oh.
He was from the beginning of time.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Oh, like a elder?
Yeah, I think he was an old man.
The man used to give her money. He was a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
But maybe he got some leftover sugar even though he gone.
You know, old people like to bury their money. You know what I'm saying? Like old school style. Well, guys, Mari wanted to unretire, and we might have found the case to bring him back. Jay-Z's alleged first son is once again demanding to be formally recognized. Reportedly 30-year-old Ramir Satterwhite, who's been claiming to be Hova's son for decades, is bringing his case in front of the Supreme Court in hopes of having them unseal it. Why, you might ask? Well, this would force Hova to finally take a DNA test, giving his alleged son the closure he's obviously craving. Ramir claims his main goal in the situation is to see justice served. Y'all, this is confusing. Confusing to me.
If my dad didn't want to claim me, I don't want to be claimed by him.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, leave the man alone. But then...
I'm sorry.
What?
Do you see that nose? He the pappy.
Well, yeah, but you know, they got a lot of big noses around here, especially in the black community.
You know,
but,
and he kind of looks more so like, you know, murdered drug dealer Alpo Martinez, you know what I'm saying, from Paid in Full. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but then some people say this is alleged, and they saying Beyonce said, you better leave that little bastard where he at.
So it's got to be about money eventually, though, right? Like, otherwise, why would you want to prove?
He's been saying this for a while, though.
But he said he didn't want the money.
Yeah, but they all say that until they find out the truth.
Just so cold. Do y'all got any illegitimate... illegitimate kids out here y'all ain't tell us about?
I don't know.
No, not that I know.
Craig.
It's a long story.
We got half an hour.
Not today.
Well, all right. Well, y'all, moving along. Tess Faye is no longer working for The Weeknd.
Who? Tess Faye who?
Tess Faye. This is an able Tess Faye.
Is that what you're doing,
Court? Known as The Weeknd. Yeah, right?
Are you able or not able to testify? Yeah.
Interview, he shared that he's ready to close The Weeknd chapter and will create one final album under his alter ego, he said. I still will make music, maybe as Abel, maybe as The Weeknd, but I still want to kill The Weeknd. And I will eventually, I'm definitely trying to shed that skin and be reborn. What y'all think about him retiring his stage name and possibly becoming Abel professionally?
It happens, you know, you get like a second life, you know what I'm saying? People do that all the time. You remember like Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship.
Yep.
Puff Daddy became P. Diddy. You know what I mean? People upgrade all the time.
Yardbirds became Led Zeppelin.
Say word.
New Yardbirds, yeah. That was Jimmy Page's first band and put it back together.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a restaurant.
I thought that was a reggae group.
I thought it was some chicken.
Gary, you've been Gary with the T for years. Have you ever thought about like changing to be Gary with something else?
No.
He's Gary with the beer sometimes.
Yeah, I'm with the beer too. Well, Gary with the beer sometimes when they make me hard.
A double entendre.
Gary with the beer.
A double entendre.
Not hard.
Lord have mercy.
Not like that.
He toughens up, if you will.
Yeah, thank you.
Up for the occasion. Now, Nick Cannon says he was just out here taking care of his civic duties when he procreated his many children. Now, during a recent interview, Nick claims he got several of his baby mamas pregnant just because he wanted to make them happy and they were all similar ages and concerned about their biological clock. Now, he said, I just wanted to give them what they desired. I kept saying, I can handle it. And he also bought all of them houses and said whatever they asked for, they get, implying that he makes about $100 million a year.
Oh. Huh. I mean, look, if he does, what's wrong with it, I guess, really?
But what's so crazy is everybody wanted the same thing. It's almost like they got in a huddle and said, like,
right,
this,
like
this,
the,
this is the script in which we will read from.
Wait, the Nick Cannon wives, the Nick Cannon baby mama's union?
Right!
But I don't think he bought Mariah a house.
No.
Mariah had it, so he lied. You see that? That's a lie, right?
And I don't think Mariah got with him because her time clock is ticking either. So I think she's out of that equation. Yeah. I think he's talking about the rest of the crew.
Yeah, I really wish they wouldn't even put my friend in this lineup. Because they were married.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Period. Yeah, she the only one who had the ring now. So, she the only one who was ringing, linging, linging. All right.
Everybody's free throws. I hate to see anybody get taken advantage of. And like when you read this on paper, it sounds like, you know, they kind of low key taking advantage of my man.
What?
You weren't taking advantage of him?
Oh, hell no. Crack, are you serious?
Yeah, because like now he has to like pay for and take care of these people and make sure they're good.
He could have pulled out.
When you list all of his girls' names, it kind of sounds like that Petey Pablo song where he's like, Brittany, Abby, Alyssa, LaNisha.
DMX too. There was Keisha, Lisa, Cherry, John.
Tanner, what the hell?
Shout out for the Petey Pablo rap.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at that. Like a helicopter.
Okay. Tanner getting blacker by every episode.
North Carolina. If you're a rapper or an athlete, y'all, don't even shoot your shot at Kim Kardashian because sis ain't interested, okay? Oh. Kimmy Cakes was seen courtside at the Lakers versus Golden Warriors game with her mama, Kris Jenner, rocking a fitted I Love Nerds t-shirt that was kind of see-through, y'all. Oh. So if you ain't got that irk old in you, then I knew that. You might as well not look Kim's way because she's letting it be known what she looking for.
Oh.
I feel like she means the candy. Oh.
Right.
Oh, no. And you put your glasses back on.
Yeah, I put my glasses back on.
You want to make sure she knows.
Oh, my gosh. I would be a stay-at-home dad for Kim so quick. Oh. Just let me stay inside in the pool house, Kim. I'll take care of the kids.
Statistically, your chances of getting with Kim Kardashian went up 42,000% when you put those glasses on.
I will help your children do their homework.
Okay.
Do you know much about Black history?
What?
Now, hold on. What does that got to do with Kim Kardashian?
Well, I mean, you're going to be a nerd. You got to talk something about Black history with her and the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you got Black kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you know about Black Wall Street?
Mm-hmm. Well, Black Wall Street was Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Boom. Okay, cool.
See? Is it again?
Come on now. I didn't earn these on accident.
I know that's
well,
right.
Well, up next, honey, baby, we've got more tea on Taylor Swift's new man after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, last week we dished on Taylor Swift and Matty Healy, who's allegedly her new man, y'all. Well, they haven't officially confirmed their relationship, but they might as well. Mm-hmm. Matty was at all three of Taylor's concerts in Nashville over the weekend, even performing with her opening act on Saturday. And check this out. TikTok user Venus Daydreams pointed out that during Friday's show, Taylor mouthed the words, "This is about you. You know who you are. I love you." Oh. And Matty did the exact same thing in his show. Earlier in the week. Okay. Now, what y'all think about that?
Well, I'm looking at the footages, and the footages say that they are saying the footages. The footages. They both mouthing the same thing.
I feel like this is a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, sometimes artists like this like to leave little breadcrumbs
they
and stuff
do.
For their fans mm-hmm. to pick up on. So, well played.
Especially Taylor Swift. She loves doing this.
Oh, yeah. This is the
She gets us
love
going
sport.
Every time.
She's a big secret message
yes.
person.
Yes.
Do you realize that Taylor Swift blinked 52 times during, like, the concert? And Maddie
so
did the same
he.
Thing?
He blinked 52 times. Too, I saw it.
Brad and HK, did y'all ever give out like a secret message on stage?
I know Brad did.
Really?
Yeah.
Just this last weekend, you told the world you was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, my stomach was showing. I don't know how secret that was.
For the two people that thought Brat just really liked beer. Okay, it looks like it's all going down in the concerts. The Vanderpump Rules scandal is never going away. And Tom Sandoval is making sure of it. Doing a New York performance with his cover band, The Most Extras, Tom dissed Raquel Levis and shouted out bestie Tom Schwartz's mom, Kim, at the same time. Now, he sang that song, Stacey's Mom, but he switched the lyrics up a little bit. Yo, Tana, can you hit us with it?
Absolutely. Uh-oh. Very familiar with Stacey's Mom.
Are you?
The song.
Oh, okay.
The track.
Ooh. We're going to say, Stacey, you want to get in here?
Yo, Stacey. No, wait, not our Stacey. Come on. Schwartz's mom has got it going on. She's all that I want, and I waited so long. Schwartzy, can't you see that Raquel is not for me?
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a little... Yeah.
Oh. Why are you going to talk about your relationship drama in the middle of a song and your band is The Most Extras?
Yeah.
Well, it was definitely extra. Yeah. It was doing the most.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
But ain't this how people express themselves through music when
That's
they're
true.
Songwriters and musicians?
You're absolutely right.
About somebody, mama.
But have you ever had a crush on somebody's parents?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
On somebody's parents? My friends be having some fine-ass daddies.
Really?
Yes, oh, daddies be fine as hell.
Yeah, when I was like in elementary school, there was this one kid. I didn't really like that kid that much, but his mom's, though.
Oh.
His mom.
Did you make friends with them because of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
Really? Y'all is trifling.
Why not? Yeah.
I definitely remember being like in high school, and if like one of my friend's moms was like, looking real sharp today, Tanner, like I would carry that with me for a week. Aww. I was like, oh. Oh my gosh, I have it.
It made you feel like a man.
Yeah.
He had a crush on the lady for the next month. Don't give Tanner no compliments.
Yeah, listen.
Okay. I can't get rid of him.
It's true.
Damn.
And she's telling you she ain't going. Well, actually, she is going. Jennifer Hudson says she's down for a musical showdown, but with who? Find out after the break.
Oh, Lord. Who can compete?
I know, right?
My Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. No, back during the COVID lockdown, our Uncle Swiss Beats and Timbaland saved our lives with the Versus battles.
Yes, they did.
And the Versus was such a hit, it's still going strong. Well, recently, Swiss visited Jennifer Hudson on her talk show, and she revealed she's open to doing a Versus with none other than, drumroll, please.
So, when is the next season happening?
As soon as you and Fantasia sign the contract.
Hey! That's what y'all want?
Yeah. Okay. Seems like they're two females that have songs that they have sung. This is a good matchup,
I mean,
right?
But who do y'all think will win? I don't know. I feel like Jennifer wouldn't win that. Because, like, Fantasia, it's thugs in the street cocking two guns in the air talking about when I see you.
They put their own spin on it.
Yeah, like, you're not winning that, Jen.
Have y'all seen Fantasia? It's just a...
She's a force.
A whole different.
She's a force.
Yeah.
At her
she's
show,
a beast.
Watching her, like, she's, I'm sorry, y'all, she's untouchable.
Yeah, and then when Fantasia takes her shoes off to quote Dragon Ball Z, she goes super science.
Come on.
just starts hitting you with all of the notes.
There's
all
no performer that takes you to church and make you feel it in your toes ever like Fantasia.
Nah.
Fantasia's anointed.
I've seen people tithe that Fantasia shows.
That's
how the church takes you.
You go to the front of the stage and want to get baptized.
They got that altar call.
They got that altar call.
The lips start quivering and them shoes come.
Come on now,
it's over. Well, y'all, speaking of battles, it is the great battle of the white rappers.
Finally,
y'all may know that Machine Gun Kelly for his rock flow, but he does consider himself a rapper as well.
Oh.
And when it comes to the second greatest white rapper of all time, because we know Eminem is number one, Machine Gun Kelly says, despite what others may claim, he is number two.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
He made that very clear. By coming for Jack Harlow in his latest freestyle. Tanner, how about you do the honors and give us the lyrics?
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh, Tanner.
No. I'm just going to read this. Y'all, cut me some slack. Here we go.
MC Graham of Tan.
MC Graham. Make sure there's no confusion. I'm a great white. I can eat these barracudas. I see why they call you Jack Man. You Jack Pac-Man's whole swag. Give Drake his flow back, man.
Whoa. Oh, my. All this white violence. Mm.
Now, this may have been in response to Jack's flow in the past. Freestyle. Tanner, why don't you give us that one as well?
Yeah, this was Jack's freestyle. The hardest white boy since the one who rapped about vomit and sweaters. You hold the comments because I promise you I'm honestly better than whoever came to your head right then.
I'm sorry.
He used poetic license.
Who are these people?
Jack Harlow and MG, you know Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, but you mean to tell, what about all the white rappers that came before? Who? What about Vanilla Ice?
Vanilla
exactly.
Ice?
He's not really in this conversation.
He wasn't a battle rapper.
He was a rapper.
Oh. You know, the catchiest white rap song of all time is from Snow, the Infama. You know what
him song? What about him? What about Snow?
Where's that guy at?
Okay. What about the Beastie Boy? What about the Beastie Boy?
It was more like party rap.
What about the white boy from College Park? Booty, rocking everywhere.
Bubba Spark.
What about the damn Bee Gees? I mean, they were rappers.
It was more like disco. Whether your mother or whether your brother, you're staying alive.
It was vibe, though.
I mean, I can't front. Like, Machine Gun Kelly, like, you know, like, he got popping because of his rock music, but he started off as a rapper. Yes. A couple years ago, he actually was battling Eminem and actually hung in there. But, yo, Jack Harlow's new album is really good, and, like, I feel like Jack is a great songwriter, but when it comes to just, like, surgical battle raps, Machine Gun Kelly has been outside a little bit longer, man. Yeah.
Like, what about Lil Dicky?
Yeah, in these streets.
Lil Dicky?
Yeah.
Yo, people did like Lil Dicky.
That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Yo. Dave, Lil Dicky?
Woo. Yeah, he doesn't suck.
One rapper
has gone viral for stealing shoes, but if you're known for having two left feet, find out why this won't be affecting you at all. Coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, it's our last story of the day. So,
this is it.
Okay, check this out. Some thieves in Peru are really kicking themselves after a recent heist. They stole about $13,000 worth of sneakers from a shoe store, and it turns out they got away with 200 shoes. Now, notice I didn't say pairs of shoes. I just said shoes. Turns out that their haul was only shoes for the right foot, and it's very likely they're going to get caught because police found fingerprints and security footage from the scene. Now, what y'all think? Just stole a bunch of right shoes?
Stupid. Oh. If that ain't the dumbest crime I've ever heard
for
in my
life.
And I'm sure when they open the bag, it's like, what do we got?
Right.
All right.
When did they notice, and what was that argument like?
But maybe they could take them to the VA or something.
What?
Are you talking about for some one-legged people?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, that's true.
A lot of amputees out there would appreciate those shoes.
Exactly.
So I mean, nothing would suck more. If you're trying to only buy one shoe, but they make you buy two every time.
Yeah, it's like only need one.
Yeah.
Halfoffshoes.com.
There needs to be like a dating app that matches you with someone your same shoe size so you
y'all
can
split
a pair.
CinderellaDate.com or something like that. Like, yo, find your perfect match.
You know, y'all, we not right.
No, but all the shoes were.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.